Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. First off, people, don't take that for granted. Oh, well, you know, we don't have a spirit of fear. Well, when you look up the word spirit in the Greek, that's a real spirit. It talks about a breath. It talks about either an angelic or demonic entity. The spirit of fear actually is a demon. It has a personality. It has motives. It has a history. And it has a future, which it doesn't like. And it hates humans. The demon of fear, that particular evil spirit, is everything opposite of faith. And it tries to attack you in every single part of your life, whether it be fear of intimidation, fear of your bills, fear of your situation, fear for your children, fear for your spouse, fear for your health. Every single objective in life, that evil spirit is trying to come in, sneak in, and rule. Don't take it lightly. Even shyness is fear. It's a spirit that can be very subtle because you think it's noble of you to be fearful for your children and take care of them and be overly concerned. Watch it. Watch it. Spirits of fear are crippling. They can affect your bones. They can affect your health. Obviously, they can affect your mental status. And we know in this day and age, what do they try to do to little children to torment and destroy them? At a young age, they try to instill so much fear, the evildoers do, that they could ruin a person's personality for the rest of their life. But as a Christian, we know when we choose Christ, we become new creations in Jesus. We're brand new creations, and we don't look back. Remember that. Very important. Don't look back. I don't care what's happened in your childhood. I don't care whether it's with a spouse, a sibling, a nasty uncle, a nasty father. It's not relevant. What's relevant is, number one, you are a new creation in Christ. Brand new. Isn't that wonderful? Remember the price that was paid to accomplish that. And number two, we must be obedient. And the Lord gives us some examples, particularly Lot's wife. Don't look back. When we've escaped by the blood of Christ, when we escaped this world through the captain of our salvation, Jesus, when we become new, don't look back. And fear will always be on your heels. And it's an actual spirit. It's not a mental condition. Oh, they're fearful. No, it's an actual entity that's seeking who it could destroy. Yes, it is. And let's keep reading this. Let's read this again. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. In other words, it doesn't come from God. We know that the devil is going to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Yet the Lord has allowed Satan on this earth to go to and fro. He's given him rein because God has given us all the weapons. The weapons of our warfare, however, are not carnal, but mighty to pull down strongholds, addictions, strongholds, urges, things that might have a hold of you. We're given the power over these things through the blood of Christ. It's a spiritual battle. Enough is enough with the sick world we're living in. We already know that. I used to preach about all the sick things going on in the world. Well, they've all come to be, and actually they're old hat now. They've infiltrated the churches. The sickness has infiltrated the churches. So us true Christians who want to follow the Lord Jesus might as well just put our heels into the Word, the simplicity of the Word of God, live it out each and every day, and realize the importance of us, because we are the salt of the earth, no better than anybody else, but we've been given this mystery, and we're also candles. And what good is it if you put a basket on a candle? Let your light shine through your life. But this is the first thing the spirit of fear will do. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. That's the first thing that will fight it. Now we're talking about a different spirit, the Holy Ghost. What is power? Power is authority. You have been given authority in your thought realm. Yes, you have been given the ability to take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Fear has torment. Yeah, that's what fear has. Nothing but torment. Or at the very least, it tries to rule through being a big bully. Yeah, that's what it tries to do. Now, if we have the fear of the Lord, that's a little different story, because we realize who we are. We realize who we are. But when the enemy comes in with fear, he's trying to play God, and we don't have to deal with it. We don't have to deal with him at all. And what's the spirit of fear going to do? It's going to try to take away love. It could get us into gossip. Fear could get us into hatred. Fear could get us into revenge. Fear could get us into, saying things we shouldn't. Fear takes away a lot of love, because love covers a multitude of sins. Love can give us perfect peace. And fear destroys everything. Yes. So you might be in a fearful situation right now. Give it to God. It's a burden. It's a care. If you've given yourself a self-examination and say, boy, I've done this, well, repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Walk in Christ. Suffer the consequence, whatever it might be. But always remember, a price has been paid for your eternal existence. So maybe now, whether you have to suffer it till the day you die, or whether you have to suffer it the next 5 minutes, or if you have to suffer it for the next 10 years. If you've done something out of the will of God and you're suffering the consequence, it may be the cross you have to bear. It may be the suffering that you're going to have to go through. That's just it. Or it could be just an all-out spiritual attack to kill, steal, and destroy you and everything you own. Yes, because that's what demons want to do. Demons want to act out their ugly, nasty deeds through a human body. Through a human body. You see that woman there with the skirt up to her lips? What do you think's living inside of her as she winks at you, saying, come on over here, big boy. Why do you think she's doing that? Because there's a devil in her that wants to destroy you. Yes. Yes. And the sooner you realize that, Mr. Man, the better off you're going to be. We are walking and living through a minefield. This is a war. This is a battle. It takes endurance. It takes strength. It takes faith. It takes hardness. It takes denial. Yes, it does. You have to deny yourself. That's who you have to deny. It is, to a degree, an army of one. You have to learn to love your neighbor as yourself. So you better learn how to love yourself. And the best way to love yourself is to follow the first commandment. Love the Lord with all your strength, mind, and will. So that's what an evil spirit tries to do. Destroy authority and then destroy love. What's the next one? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Okay, gang. And this one's pretty in your face during these times. All the fear the fear of money, all the abuse that women have been taking, we're finding out, all the sexual abuse as little kids, all this trafficking, all this insanity, instilling such fear in little boys and little girls. We have so much schizophrenia. We have split personalities. These are all demonic attacks against the mind. The word sound means healthy. A healthy mind. Basically your soul. A spirit of fear will try to destroy your soul. You got to give it to God, people. If fear for your spouse or fear for a disease or fear for your bills, as I've said, and these are real life problems, fear for your kids, fear for your grandkids, you have to give all your cares and burden unto the Lord. It's not a cop-out. It's a direct work order from our Savior. It's basically saying, hey, you know, this is not your planet, Jim, so don't get caught up in it. Give me all your headaches. Give me all your burdens. Just put them on a plate. Give them to me, and you're free to just love people. Yeah, you're free to love. Now, as I've said a million times, that doesn't mean we tolerate. That doesn't mean we compromise. That doesn't mean, you know, we go to the murderer. Oh, you're so wonderful. Come in, you know, come into my house. Or the guy dealing with a spirit of pedophilia. Oh, come on in. Can you babysit my kids? Absolutely not. That's not a sound mind for starters. No. You judge somebody by their fruits. As I've said in other preaching, the word judge actually means condemn. I won't condemn anybody at all. But I will judge and have an opinion based on how you're living, based on what comes out of your mouth, based on your words. And I'll know whether to stay away. I'll know whether to minister. I'll know when to shut up. But yeah, I'm told righteous judgment. But I'm also told, no matter what, get the beam out of my own eye first.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.